All right, and as previously stated, we are so happy to have Sister Tilly, who is sharing some things with us this morning. She told me this morning she had a great testimony. She went through some things here in the last month, and she wants to go ahead and share that with the church. Sister Tilly, I'm giving it over to you now.
Praise the Lord, church. I just wanted to let the church know that God done the miraculous miracle for me and Crystal last month. We was coming home from the restaurant, and we kind of took a wrong turn to make another U-turn, and a car just, like, came from out of his lane into our lane that caused us to swerve into another car. And I thank God because nobody got hurt, because the lady was coming out of her car that we hit, and we thought we ran her over. But I want to give God the glory, because that didn't happen. What we found out later, that the guy that was going to hit us, he avoided running over someone. So I just want to thank God for it. And it was a kind of weird situation, because the lady said she was crossing the street because there was a shooting, and cops came instantly. We couldn't understand, like, how in the world did the cops get here so quick in seconds? They thought we was involved in the shooting, and it was a four-car accident. So, first of all, I want to thank God for that, that no one got hurt. Me and Crystal was okay, and all the people around us were safe. And then there was something else that about happened, like, 3 years ago. I was going through something, and it was just, like, a bad time. And I got in my car and I left, and the Christian radio was on. But before I put the Christian music on, I was hearing all these kind of things, all kinds of thoughts were going through my mind, fear. Pretty much every word that the song was speaking, that's what was going through my mind. And I knew that God played that song at that moment, that I can be encouraged and not give in to that fear. I quickly recognized that it was fear, and I thank God for that. And at the time, I'd never heard this song before. It was, like, the first time I heard it. And I can't remember who sings it, but the song is called A Fear, He is a Liar. And I instantly turned around and I came back home, because I was overwhelmed with God. I was thanking God, and I started praying. And I had to hear the song over and over again, and I had to write down all the words to it. And I felt to go into the Word and get everything opposite of what the enemy was telling me. And the song, it says, "Fear, he is a liar. He lies us and he tells us we're not good enough." Let me just go down and read it. This is what I wrote down. Who is fear? He is someone who tells us we're not good enough. You're not right. He tells us we're not strong enough to put up a good fight. He tells us we're not worthy. He tells us we're not loved. He tells us we're not beautiful. We'll never be enough. He lies us and tells us, hold on, I'm sorry, I got off track here. He tells us we'll never be good enough, and he'll stop us in our steps. He will rob us of our rest and steal our happiness. He tells us we're troubled, we'll forever be alone. He tells us we should run away and we'll never have a home. He tells us we're dirty, and we should be ashamed. But in the Word of God, it says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. 1 Timothy 6:12, he tells us, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called. He called us. We are his children. That's what I believe God was telling me through that word. In John 15:13, it says, greater love has no one than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And there is no greater love than that. His love is what held him. Love for his children was what held him to the cross. And I thank him for that. Ezekiel 37:4-5 says, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. John 14:2-3. He tells us that he's going to prepare a place for us. So he's preparing for us eternally. We will be where he is, in mansions that we did not build, eating and drinking from the vineyards that we did not plant. John 10:10, he says that we will have life more abundantly. And I thank him for that. And then I wanted to say that through the word, we are strengthened. And fear is opposite of faith. And I knew that I have to be strengthened in the word so I can build up faith, so I can overcome fear and the things in my life. Because in Romans 10:17, it says, so faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. And we just have to build a firm foundation upon his word so we could stand upon and overcome the fear and the lies of the enemy. And that's it.
Sister Tilly, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, great, great. Well, thank you so much for this, Sister Tilly. This was very good. You gave us several scriptures, but the one thing I want to focus on is the very first thing you mentioned about fear and the situation that happened with you and Crystal when you were driving home last month and you were involved in that very difficult situation, first a shooting and then a car accident. Hey, with everything going on right now, it seems like everything becomes expounded, multiplied, things that cause fear. And Pastor talked about it with this virus that's been taking place. It's caused this unsettling fear, uncertainty in the minds and the hearts of people. But thank God that we can hold on to what is right, what is true, what the Word of God gives us, and that is we can be bold. We can stand firm on the Word of God. And Sister Tilly read a scripture about fighting the good fight of faith. Let's continue to do that, church. Let's continue to hold on to prayer, hold on to the Word of God. Let's continue to fight this good fight of faith. Thank you so much, Sister Tilly, for this testimony, for this good word this morning. Church, with that said, we want to remind everyone to be back tonight at 7:15 p.m. We will be listening to Sister Misha, who's also going to be sharing a testimony with us tonight. So with that said, have a great day in the name of Jesus. Be prayerful, church. Thank you. Amen.